bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the call to Ian, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
For those of you who don't know, a little fun fact about me, I am a school bus driver.
Oh, shit.
True story, yeah. I actually work at the company John works at. And I know the guy he's talking about. Because that guy growled at me one time. That's true, he growled at me. Interesting fellow. Okay, another interesting fellow is your next comedian. I see he got our sandals and shorts memo.
Woo.
Make a lot of noise for Ian Ellis.
Yeah, Ian.
I don't trust either of them to take my kids to school. One looks like a pedophile, the other looks like an American Chopper. It's okay to laugh. You guys haven't done that yet, but just let it out. At some point, John Torres made a decision. He's like, I just want to look like a grease monkey for the rest of my life. I'm not much better. I look like the plus-size version of a Gap commercial. Not the regular people, like a giant toddler. I should be on a swing. I haven't been out here in a while. Is Allsip getting gentrified? The Mariano's and Chipotle. It used to be like a gangster place. Like, it took courage to wear flip-flops. Now it's just a bunch of gay-looking white people. That's what we would have called you. Before Trump's America! Guys, today's a very sad day. 23-year-old porn star died in Japan. She drowned to death in a bukkake video. If that was in your Google alerts, it happened today. They described it as a workplace incident. Workplace accident. A slip and fall is a workplace accident. She died with gallons of semen in her stomach. The worst part is there was like 50 dudes around her that could have saved her. Not one would give her mouth to mouth. Could have been the CPR spokesperson for pornography. Sad day, man. All these hookers are wearing their pubic hair at half bush. We got a lot of white ribbons mourning our loss. There's 4 ounces in your average nut. Multiply that by a bukkake. And it happened in Japan. You know they're horny. They don't have any bitches over there. They can buy panties in a vending machine. You don't do that unless you're fucking horny. And they jack off to cartoons. When's the last time you did that? When's the last time you paused Scooby-Doo? Ah! Porn is so weird because it's like you get fucked in the audition and then you fill out W-2s. It's like divorce. Except it's caught on video. I don't like a lot of the auditions. Like, did you know they audition people for To Catch a Predator? That means somebody brought their daughter up there and they didn't get the gig. God damn it, you're not fuckable! Told you to spend some goddamn time with your uncle. Goddamn unfuckable kids. That girl that drowned in semen, like... It's nature to want to get pregnant. So some part of her body was like, you finally found semen and it's in the wrong hole. You dizzy bitch. Turn around! Of all the Asia countries, like, that never happens to North Koreans. They swallow. They need the nutrients. There's life, goddamn. When want to end on a funny one. Shit. 19 kids get shot a day. Hey guys, my name's Ian Ellis. I love you guys.
Yeah.
The first, what you call it? Acting foolish at your function. The first, what you call it? Trying out your daughter's sucks. The first, what you call it? Looking clean and still thinking. The first, what you call it? In your head, it's got you thinking. I'm the first, what you call it? Spending frequent in your city. The first, what you call it? Every weekend getting shitty. The first, what you call it? Riding chrome just because. I'm the first, what you call it? With some nuts off in my draw.
Sometimes it takes a minute.
I don't know how you do it, Alan. Like, man, my kids and everybody be like, backpack, backpack. Like, my book bag be filled to the brim. Joke books, extra pair of shoes.
I take this bag to work.
I'm everywhere, my dude.
Not everywhere, just to work and to open mics. That's it. I don't take it to shows.
You don't take it to the swimming pool, go get some chicken, to the gas station? No.
He's got a Dragon Ball bag, so, you know, they're not worried about a bomb being in it.
Exactly. Yeah,
they're not paying
attention. When we go to the pools and stuff, my lady got all the stuff. I'm free of hands. All I got is my pockets. As long as I got my wallet and the keys, we good.
Yeah, that's true. Did you say weed good or
weed? No, we good.
Okay, okay.
You probably said yes when I said who addicted to something in there.
Hey, that's hilarious, nigga. Hey, that. He was like, let's break it down. And we ain't going to give his joke on the podcast, but hey, man, y'all need to check him out, man. Alan been out here doing it, like, for real.
So your joke was, like, you're not addicted unless you'll suck dick for it.
Exactly.
Did you see that white man? Yeah, I did. I was like, please roll some. I was like, please. Please.
I thought a tag for it because you break down, like, a dick. Tag.
Yeah. I was saying, let's not give the joke away, but you did it.
We used to talk about, like, Ted's the first person they ever had to explain it to. A right. Dick, Ted. A dick. That's what you gotta suck.
A dick, Ted. I like that.
About that joke, I was watching Cops, and there was a lot of meth Teds on there. And that guy said, you're addicted to something. It's like, I didn't suck his dick at all. I was like, that's all he said. And they bleeped it out. I'm like, what? He didn't hear a word he said. That just got me thinking about that.
Like, he said, why would he even say that?
He didn't say yes or no. He said, I didn't suck his dick at all. I was like, that's all he said the whole time.
You're like, yeah, this is that fire shit. I like that.
Man, that was funny. I just got
wow, meth heads.
That's how it happens. That's how you get started.
No, he didn't even know what he was getting busted for. He didn't know if it was the drugs.
Yeah.
Or...
They went from commercials. They see somebody just freaking out. They arrest them, and they found methamphetamine. Like, are you addicted to methamphetamines? All he said was, "I didn't suck his dick at all." That's all he said. Which means he was on that shit.
Yeah, he was.
And
he sucked his dick. And he sucked his dick, man. Right.
What did he say? He didn't suck a dick, Ted.
A dick, Ted.
I ain't suck. He probably had that little accent. I ain't suck his dick. Like, man, what?
He's wiping his mouth and shit.
So there's no topic on this, right?
Well, we do have a topic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's go to the topic.
Unbeknownst.
Welcome to Chicago Open Mic. I'm your host, Ian Ellis.
Yo.
Today I'm joined by my main man, Leroy.
Oh, yo. I'm over here drinking Little Miss. Yo, man, this is your boy, Leroy Hits, man. What's up, ladies? How we doing? I don't stress them. I finesse them, bro.
And now we're kicking it with the little homie.
Alan Ford. For the comedy, follow me on Instagram, Facebook, all that jazz. Not on Snapchat. I ain't on that.
You ain't on Snapchat? I'm Snapchat.
I mean, I'm on it, but my kid deleted my password, so I don't remember that shit. And that's a lot of work to go through. It's like, I ain't got time.
They put parental settings on you. They should, stop embarrassing me.
Like, how the hell y'all do this?
Yeah, I can't download apps.
The fuck?
You keep tagging them in pictures. They're like, daddy, stop.
Hold on. Let me tell y'all a story, man. So over the weekend, you know, I was chilling with my girls, and baby girl, you know, she always goes on my Snapchat and Facebook, so she been on Facebook just going through, and lucky, you know, I mess with good people, they don't put too much ratchet up, so you know what I'm saying, she was putting it, I was like, yo, let me get my phone back. So she saw a picture that she liked, so she hit it, then she, you know, the other icons came up, so she started hitting the flag. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. what are you doing here in that flag? She was like, doesn't that mean happy? I was like, no, baby girl. That means when two people like each other, who's the same people, like two boys like each other.
Uh-oh.
She sat there for a minute, and she was like, uh-oh. I was like, how many pictures did you do? And she was like, a lot.
It was Pride Week all throughout you.
It was all, I was like, how
Instagram,
did you?
Instagram, Twitter.
But she hit every, and I'm getting random likes from people. I'm like, uh-oh.
People are hitting you up, man, you're so brave.
Like, what are you talking about? It's my baby girl.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. It was just something that was funny as fuck to me, man. Kids, man, I'm telling you.
Speaking of which, Alan, funny as fuck, has a show coming up. Where's the show at, man?
Yeah. My show is in Macomb, Illinois, July 15th, Diamond Days. Come check it out. Marcus Hendricks is headlining. Rebecca Gibson is featuring. And I have a special guest, Gil Fotz. Yeah, man, he's out there. Funny dude.
And so Wednesday, me and Leroy will be at Draft Picks.
I am.
And then second Sunday of July, come out to base camp. Brugga, brugga. So we have topics. You know, me and Leroy, we like to drop a little bit of wisdom.
Knowledge.
Okay.
Try and encourage the people to grow, become better people.
Right.
So I was thinking about karma.
No.
Do you guys want to talk about what karma is to you? Because I think I have an angle on it from the Buddha that most people don't have.
Yeah. Okay.
See, a lot of people think karma is what happens to you. You know, you do good things happen. You do bad things happen. It's not about what happens to you. It's about how you react to the things that happen to you.
Okay.
If you got good karma, you handle it in a good way. If you got bad karma, you handle it in a bad way. But it's not who you are as a person to make it good or bad karma.
Okay.
Because you don't have to be affected by it. You could choose to not be affected. That's what the Buddha is. He's not affected. He still exists. So you can have positive energy in absolutely every encounter.
Okay.
Right.
So that's my word on karma.
I feel like karma works, by the way. If you give out positive energy comes back to you.
Right.
Shit like that. Like, you see people walking out angry and stuff, and they being mean to somebody. That's going to come back to bite you.
Yeah.
Because you giving angry energy to somebody else, why would they give you positive energy? Exactly. They're going to give you angry energy right back.
Yeah, because that's what you're putting out in the world.
Right, that's what you're putting out. If you walk out the house, you positive, you polite to people. Even if somebody's not polite to you, you polite to them.
Yeah.
That comes full circle because positive things start to happen to you.
Exactly.
That's what I feel like, karma.
You know what? You brought up a good point. Basically, you're saying, like, I see it too. Like, people quit viewing karma as a negative thing, right. Start viewing it as a positive thing. Because if you're a good person, like, nobody says, oh, you got that good karma, right? They usually say, oh, that's because you got that bad, like, something related to, like, bad karma. Like, should have never did that. But you don't never hear, like, oh, you got that good karma. It's just called good luck. You got good luck right now. But my whole theory on karma is, like, she is the sister of life, and I'm keeping it 100, and they're both bitches. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is my theory on it. I'm sorry for the women that's listening out there, but you never know what life is going to throw your way, and you never know what karma is going to throw your way. Like, it's going to throw you something. It's just how you react from it. Like you said, Ian, if you give it no mind, it doesn't exist, but you got to address everything that do exist, but just make you better.
Right. And here's a perfect example of karma, because I fully believe in it.
Okay.
We went to Applebee's, and the server gave us a thing. The tip is like, they show you the tip. The tip's like $2.95.
They put it's the like, gratuity
nah.
in there.
Yeah, I was like, nah, she worked hard. I'm going to give her like a $7 tip.
Love.
I go to
baller.
Yeah.
Baller.
I felt like a boss, like $7. There you go. And it was all singles, too, so you know I was boss.
I thought it was going to be a 5 and 2, 2, 1.
You know, no, nah, it was all singles.
That's that slow count where she's like, I don't know.
I could have made it rain on my pancakes with them singles. Like, bam,
oh,
take
all
that.
You got pancakes, hell yeah.
Nah, but here's the thing. I work in a deli.
Okay.
And I sometimes run the floor and I deliver food to people. Yep. I made $10 that day.
Love.
And I felt like that was karma, because normally you don't even get a dollar on that floor because they're not supposed to tip.
Okay.
But I made $10 that day. It's like, okay, this is cool.
You came up on $3.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
I think you need to sell some magic prayer cloths.
Yeah, some, man.
You tell people how to plant the seeds to reap the rewards.
But so, you see how that was good karma?
Right.
That, like, people, that's not good luck. Good fortune, though. That was good karma. She worked both ways.
People out there, y'all tipping singles. You see what happened. Tipping singles.
Get your game, Get your game up.
Not strippers, though. Yeah. Like, people who actually work.
Oh, strippers ain't taking ones.
They ain't working, man.
They not taking ones no more.
Shaking your ass ain't working.
They not having a good time. It's not recess for them.
Yeah.
Nobody's stripping because they love dancing that much.
No, honestly.
I just need the stage time.
Right. They all got the manager. They all got that face like when your manager asks you, you want to stay a little bit. Longer. They all got that face when they twerk.
Yeah, just can't see it 'cause
the ass in the way. They got that face like, I can't believe I'm doing this shit right now. I'm supposed to be at home.
But then you know what? They're like, you know what? I could be at home, but I'm making stacks right now. Like, she is making some money.
She is.
And she is, I don't know, strippers is, they got good music. Think about it. Like, when Future come out, he only making it for the strip club. Drake too. That's where Drake find all his loves at. Think about it. I'm a Drake fan, man. I'm just saying.
So here's another word on karma is karma. When bad things happen, that's just God reminding you that you still have stuff to let go of.
Right.
So it's okay to let go. Just say thank you for helping me with my karma. May you find peace on your journey.
Mm.
And you just gotta look at that karma and let it go.
That you know that what? That's nice. A boss move right there. Because that was deep. That like was not deep. Not too many people think like that. Most people want to hold grudges. Think about it. They want to get in their feelings. When people get in their feelings, that's when karma don't like. That's where that bad karma come in.
So did you guys want to end with the sketch that we were fucking around with? We just performed at Riddles here in All Sips getting gentrified. It's very Mariano's over here.
It is.
And then we hit up Wings It Is. That was super dope.
Yeah, we're plugging you, son.
Fire menus.
I need to get that three-piece dinner.
The logo looks like a chicken is crippin'. Super crippin'.
No, it do look like super crippin'. Hold on. The one thing that I had with the Wings It Is, y'all should see the name of it, but the one thing that I had to beef with is, hey, if y'all get a wing spot, all the people out there, make sure y'all do one important thing. Change your motherfucking oil. Like, change your oil. Like, you got to change that oil.
You're supposed to do it every four fries.
Yeah, honestly.
Damn the oil. Y'all supposed to have gizzards on the menu. I don't understand this.
But, bro, they have
chicken
fried
places over it. Have fried. Okay, they got mushrooms, too. I saw that. Yeah. But you're supposed to have gizzards.
You are supposed to for the older person. Crowd. No, he right.
That's a chicken place.
Yeah, you're supposed to
all
have
all chicken
gizzards,
places
right.
Got gizzards.
How you going to have oxtail but not no gizzards, man? Like, come on.
Who was behind the counter there? Was that Hispanic?
No.
Yeah, man.
No, he wasn't Hispanic.
He was Hispanic.
Was he?
Yeah, he was Hispanic.
You sure?
They doing everything but working at Taco Bell. He was Hispanic, man.
Really?
Yes.
You know what? That is like the spelling of like how Hispanics would write that. And look at that chicken. It look like something you'll see at like Fiesta Market.
It looks like it's going.
Chicken?
That's a chicken.
I thought it was like a half a moon.
By Luna.
You know what it was. Look at the signage. Like, look how big open is. Like, that's Spanish.
So it's crazy out here in these streets.
They
here in Chicago.
Need the phone number.
Yeah, I know.
We were talking about if they had.
They ran out of space.
If they had post-shooting interviews. If everybody squatted up at the table.
Oh, yeah. Man, sketch idea. All right, man. Basically, no. It's like, we're saying the Cleveland Cavaliers, they would do a drive-by. On Golden State, who would do what? Alan, what do you think, man?
JR would have the Hennessy and he'll drive.
All day.
LeBron will be the old man in the back seat. I can't believe we doing this.
Hey, it scared the whole time, but got the hoodie all the way up and tied. Yeah. Like, nigga, what are you?
Kyrie Irving will be messing with the radio the whole time.
I gotta say, but JR get mad because JR look like he like nothing but trap.
And plus, he also drinking and driving.
Let's
not forget about
that. And he chiefing. That nigga got the blunt, too. You know what? No, Thomas got the blunt.
I feel like we did a good drive-by. Okay, I feel like we put a lot of effort into it. A lot of offense, defense. You know, Southside's a tough team. Okay? Tough team to come against. Westside was talking a lot of shit. But there's a reason they're not out there.
Huh. A reporter raises his hand. So how did you feel of Iman Shumpert's terrible accuracy the past five drive-bys?
You know, we've been telling him for two seasons he got to take some shooting classes. You know, he's just throwing bullets away at this point.
You know what? Trigger finger weak, son. Trigger finger weak. you know what? You always got that one person who get real ignorant who just don't want to talk. Like, man, fuck Boston. They just say, where are they from? Fuck them. Okay.
Do I have to trade Kevin Love for a better eye? Alibi? Is he a terrible one?
Who, Kevin Love?
So the Kevin Love alibi isn't working anymore. Oh, we're trading him then.
Well, Kevin Love, no, his alibi is just like, we got a problem. You talk to my lawyers. Like, he goes straight white man on him. Real white man.
If it was the Spurs, Kawhi ain't going to jail for nobody because he ain't talking.
Hey, Kawhi ain't saying. He is the definition of plead the fifth. He is plead the fifth. Yeah, that's a, scratch the braids a couple times.
You know, I think we just got to spend the next 3 years sitting it out, building a better team, and then we're going to come back. Okay.
Dropping bombs.
Get through a couple
him,
of these huh? trades. Okay.
Uh-huh. Fits our ties a little bit. Rev the engine up.
Yeah, right, right, right. Clean the car.
Add a stealth mode to the car.
Right. Get these little laser bullets.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we heard a crazy story in there, man. Like, they said Michael Phelps, it is white people. They said Michael Phelps is going to race a shark.
A white shark. No. Gray white.
A great white shark.
Where the hell do you find that?
I want to say, where are you going to find a tame one at? Who's going? What shark is going to volunteer for that?
Who delivers that?
Yeah.
How are they going to get
this? Hey, what if you just on the e-way and it just drop? Is that a goddamn shark in there?
What is he racing it to?
That's true.
Other than survival.
Yeah, that's true.
Is this how the Russians are going to start training?
Get in the pool.
Raising a shark.
You're going to start seeing sharks at like their high school swim.
You know what? That's going to be a Will Ferrell movie. If you could out-dodge a shark. No, if you could out-swim a shark, you could live or some shit. Like,
you know what's funny?
What up?
You seen Anchorman 2?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He raised a shark in that.
Oh, shit.
Dobie.
Did he really?
Yes, he did. That's so funny.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, Will Ferrell, he does it all before.
So, what does he have, like 8 Olympic medals?
Who?
Phelps.
No, that motherfucker got a lot, bro.
10 Olympic medals, and he raced a shark, and he punched 3 kangaroos.
Oh, he was that nigga who punched that kangaroo.
He's part of the no-cough crew.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what? He punched a kangaroo?
I saw somebody punch it.
I'm just making shit up.
Well, I saw a video of this dude knock out a kangaroo. He didn't knock him, but he stunned him. That kangaroo had the dog in the headlock. And he was a white man. So he was like, hey, get away from my dang old dog right there. And the kangaroo was like, man, fuck you, nigga. You ain't about shit. So little buddy was like, you know, he rolled up on the kangaroo. And the kangaroo let go of the dog. And the dog was like, thank you, Jesus. And ran off. But then the dude started squaring up with the kangaroo. And so did the kangaroo. So then next minute, dude, like when the kangaroo was about to swing with the little arm, but it's a.k.a. a kick. Mm-hmm. Dude punched him in the nose, stunned the shit out of kangaroo. Kangaroo hands went in the air and was like, He looked at little homie. He bounced away. Okay. He bounced away. And then the dog started yarping. That's what I'm talking about, nigga.
Like, hearing that anything is possible, you can go and just
there are
knock
no rules.
Out a kangaroo. That's hilarious.
Dude, the things you got to do to get on a cereal box these days. So. You get on Captain Crunch, you got to arm wrestle an octopus.
Honestly, I think that was Floyd Mayweather's promotion.
You know, stunner crocodiles now. That is so funny.
You want to be on Fruit Loops, you got to elbow a toucan. You got a Stone Cold Stunner.
That shit hilarious.
You want to be a Frosted Flakes, you got to kick a tiger in the nuts.
Three times, not once, three times.
And you want to be on some Cheerios, you're going to have to suck a dick, Tim. A dick, Tim. That's what you're going to have to do to get on there. Right. You're not competing with that B. It's good for his heart healthy, you motherfucker. All right, y'all, where can they find you at?
Man, have fun this time. Yo, man, you can find me on...
What?
You know how you have a thought in your mind and you're like...
You talking to a ghost?
No, I'm talking to the people, man. They still paying attention. I'm just saying, man, you in your thoughts, you're like, this was a fun episode. A lot of sketches, It's a different... You know, we took a different way, man. I fuck with it.
Now, we did a sketch. I didn't hear the sketch. We did a sketch just now?
Well,
we did the drive-by...
It was a mixture.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
do you feel
better
like
next,
you feel like you want a second take?
Like I said, I've been stoned.
Do you have characters?
You know what? That's
characters?
Hilarious. Can you do this as a wacky voice?
This is a wacky boy.
Sound like Alex Trebek.
All right, anyway, y'all can follow me at Florida Comedy on Instagram. I have a Facebook page at Florida Comedy. Just follow me at Florida Comedy.
I mean, Ellis at Chicago Open Mic, you know, stuffpodbean.com. Highlight the Eskimo Brothers Squadcast podcast. Yeah. Shout out to KB out
KB,
in LA.
KB, what up, girl? Corey, what's up? What? JD, what am I? Mean, you can find me on Snapchat, you know, Leroy Hitch, Funny Man Hitch. You can find me on YouTube. You can find me. You should find me in all your local hood areas getting some pork skins, pork rinds, nigga.
And some catfish.
Nuggets.
You don't have to go to the hood to buy pork rinds.
You know what? It feel better that way because they got the soft ones.
You knew it was Mexicans wrapping it.
Those inspired, man. You ain't inspired chips.
That's why I go to the hood, son. All right, y'all, man. Have a good one. Stay blessed, man. Stay tuned. Look up.